Hi, I'm Pete Sweeney. This is your Arrowhead update for Tuesday, August 18th. I'm, of course, with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. B.J., after practice, Rick Burkholder addressed the media, unfortunately, with some bad news.
He did. Left tackle Eric Fisher had a high ankle sprain, suffering practice the other day. He's considered day-to-day, but it is something monitored going forward. And the really bad news is linebacker Justin March, the rookie undrafted guy. He's really been a standout at OTAs. Early in the preseason, was a star in the game on Saturday against the Cardinals. Has a meniscus tear. Dr. Barnhouse is going to perform surgery on that tomorrow, but just a devastating blow for a guy that's really made a name for himself so far.
I know a lot of people around here are going to wish for a speedy recovery. With that, there were some additions back on the field. Who was that today?
Yeah, DJ Alexander, the rookie inside linebacker, is back. And then Mike Catapano, defensive lineman, who's dealing with a groin issue. He is back. So it's good to see those guys get back out on the field. Had an interesting practice going in and out today, but it was good to see them back.
After practice, the assistant coaches addressed the media. Any big takeaways you have from that?
Not huge takeaways, but it's nice to get a chance to talk to him. I don't get to talk to the assistants a whole lot, but talked to with Tom Melvin a little bit about James O'Shaughnessy and just the situation he's in, because the tight end room is pretty small compared to, you know, the receivers. You've got 10, 12, 13 guys in there, but with the tight end group, there's only a few, and all those guys are veterans except for him. So he's really got to pay attention to his playbook, really be into the meetings, make sure he's understanding everything. And Coach Melvin said that Travis Kelce and the rest of those veterans have really been on him and helping him get up to speed, and that's the way this whole thing works. So it's nice to catch up with him.
All right. Well, it's kind of sad. Tomorrow, the last day in St. Joe, last chance for Chiefs fans to come out and see the team before we get to that end of the preseason. It's also Military Appreciation Day at camp, so that should be fun. For B.J. Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. It's been your Arrowhead update for Tuesday, August 18th.